Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll bring in Jake in just a moment to play a little nickel or dime, keeping a close eye on these markets with the four divisional round playoff games going down today. That to Milwaukee, Chicago, 6.5 everywhere. Everybody's talking about how windy it's going to be at Wrigley Field, so that number is down. But it is still juiced to the over, which very interesting, very interesting. But yeah, everybody's talking about it. The market moved very early on this morning on that one. The Phillies-Dodgers total, it is not uniform across the board. There are 7.5s. There are also 8s. We're the same, 8.5 for both Toronto, New York, and Seattle, Detroit. So both American League games, they have the higher total there. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We bring in Jake Hassan, the host of Nickel or Dime.
Hello. Missed you guys. Love you guys. Happy to be here. Nowhere else I'd rather be. What's up?
You really stalled us on that one. I'm sure you're thrilled you get to be there working during all this baseball today. So how annoyed were you during that rain delay yesterday?
You know, it would have been nice to have a little sumnon on the side in the tissue box, but, you know, you can't win them all.
Tissue box.
Okay. The cell, as it were. Shackles.
Gotcha.
trying to get new names in.
I understand. Appreciate the efforts. All right, let's go to Nickel or Dime, because, Sam, we've got room info for all four games that we've got to get to. And, you know, with 8 teams playing, we have the most popular sides as well. So I know that's going to be of interest to a lot of people. So, Jake, what you got?
First nickel or dime starts in college football. Would you rather do the nickel 500 on Texas A&M to win the SEC at 7-1 or the dime 1,000 on Indiana to miss the college football playoff plus 120? Sam, we'll start with you.
Don't think Indiana's going to miss, especially if they keep it close against Oregon, which I expect them to. I don't think they're going to get blown out. That's a surprisingly physical team. A lot of people don't think Indiana and think physicality, but they are. Not saying they're going to win, although if they did win, they would definitely make the playoff with only one loss, assuming they do slip up down the road. But I'm going to take A&M to win the SEC 7-1. It's the lesser of two evils, I think, Joe.
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is the spot for Indiana. You're right. Okay. Where's the other loss coming? Michigan State at home? UCLA at home? No. Maryland? I mean, Penn State, I guess. But I don't know what the hell they are. They're not even ranked anymore. Yeah, they're not even. Now you can talk about going to Happy Valley. You're like, okay. Is that intimidating? They end the season at Purdue like they always do. So they're going to be in the playoff. You can't bet the miss here. Sorry. He talked about it, Cignetti, before, in the offseason. We're going to do an SEC-type schedule. That's what he did. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State in the non-con. And they're going to make the playoff. I think that's going to work for him. I think he's smart. And people are going to criticize him. I wouldn't care. As tough as the Big Ten is right now, I get it. They're going to be in. So you're right. You got to go nickel here.
Side note, Old Dominion is very, very good this year. After losing to Indiana, they've ripped off 4 straight wins, 54-6, 45-26 at Virginia Tech, beat Liberty by 14, beat Coastal by 40. Old Dominion's a very good team.
All right, let's keep it with the Heisman in college football. Let's pretend you're not involved in this market yet and say the nickel on John Mateer, 10-1, or the dime on Dante Moore, 5-1. Joe, we will start with you for obvious reasons.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm going to go nickel John Mateer. Nope, not at this number, not at 10. Why would you? You've had months to bet him at a better number. Even if you missed the initial move, if you didn't do the offseason bet, like me, I decided to jump in, though. And you had a couple of days where he was 100-1, too. So to jump in at 10-1 when he hasn't been on the field is idiotic. You cannot do that. You've got to go dime Dante Moore. And I've been thinking this week about it. Okay, I hope I'm in the race with one or two of my guys, my Ava, the other one. But am I at some point going to have to come in on Dante Moore? And when would the time be? I don't think the time is now. But, man, as this thing is shaping up, I don't think he's exiting this conversation, Sam. I'm going dime Moore.
I think Oklahoma with Mateer or without Mateer loses to Texas. So give me the dime on Moore.
All right, last one, NFL. Would you rather go the nickel on the Cardinals plus 250 money line versus the Colts or the dime on Seahawks money line at even money plus 100 versus Jacksonville this week, Sam?
Felica calls Seattle the sea bags. I think it's very funny. I hadn't heard that until he started saying it, and now all I think about is sea bags. Sea bags moon.
Yeah. Dang. A couple that I like here, but yeah, you've in this situation, I love the Seahawks in this spot. Yeah, they're winning the game. Can they flip to favorite? I don't think they can because of the public support that Jacksonville's going to get, but love Seattle in this spot in this matchup. Dime. All right. Very good. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Paul Aspen. We got a lot to get through as far as the room. We've got sides. We've got props on all four playoff games today. So, Paul, let's go inside the room.
Where's the room?
Paul, what are you thinking? Do we need to start with the sides, or do we want to do the props?
Sides. I think it's bad news. I think we got bad news from the room. I think we need the room to stay on their heater, at least from a sides perspective. Well, okay. For multiple reasons.
That means the room has...
If you're a Philly...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Yeah. We'll go four most bet sides at BetMGM. So they're on the Phillies, a plus 150, whatever. Phillies are dead. That's fine. Aircrat saying they have to string together professional at bats. Like, yeah, no crap. Great point by him, but it's like, as a Phillies fan, it's like I've been watching this for 4 years, and it's just like they don't change anything. It's the definition of insanity. So Phillies are dead. Mm-hmm. Number three, Blue Jays, plus 145.
Dude.
Number two.
Okay.
Brewers, even money, whatever. Number one. The Tigers are dead. Tigers, minus 110, most popular side at BetMGM. How in this game that's the most popular side? Maybe because it's the early game and people want to pick a side, but yeah.
If you told me you're giving me all of these games, and you said, okay, where's the room on Dodgers-Phillies? I say Dodgers. Like a no-doubter, they're backing Yamamoto. You ask me, are they taking the Yankees or the Blue Jays? I would have said the Yankees.
Yep.
Cubs or Brewers? Undecided.
Cubs.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I would have thought Mariners. I would have thought they'd be on the Mariners. I would have been wrong in like all of these games. I'm very surprised by this.
Guys, are we the room?
No.
Don't you dare. Because of one day, Jake? Jake, you were the room yesterday. And it worked out to your advantage.
I was big time the room yesterday.
Baseball room was good. They made 10 units yesterday.
It was a good day to be the room. It's a good day.
Just bet on the favorites to homer. That's it. Just bet Vladdy and Cal Raleigh and Judge.
So what does this tell us? I mean, we do have public dogs here.
Yeah. I think Tigers is a complete coin flip. Like as we said earlier, I don't think either of us have a strong feeling on the side. Brewers, Cubs, I'm the same way. Kind of like whatever. I'd lean Brewers, I guess. The Jays and like the Phillies, I think are absolutely dead. So I think the room is dead wrong on that.
That's wrong. I like Toronto still. I don't care that they're third most popular of the public sides right now. Doesn't bother me at all. They're just taking the price. Yep. All right, let's jump in on these props, man.
All right. Let's see if we can glean anything else from these. Yeah,
you're gonna fire 20 props at us right here.
There we go. Yeah. We're doing half. We're gonna do the first two games here. We'll do the next two and then the lightning bets.
All right, so Mariners Tigers bottom up, fifth most bet prop at BetMGM for Mariners Tigers today. No surprise. Honestly, surprise is not higher up. They're going back in on the big dumper for a home run at +240. They're also going in on Riley Green for a home run at +400. Maybe this is some good news. Bryce Miller, over 3.5 strikeouts at -130. Maybe that's the one we can fade. Kerry Carpenter, home run at +425.
Just home run.
So they're going over.
Oh, my God.
Here's where the room is at. The room is over 3.5 strikeouts for Bryce Miller at -130, but they're under 12.5 outs at -164.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The hell?
Okay.
What's my takeaway?
Here's my takeaway. They're betting home run props. The game's going under.
Okay. I like that call. And
if they're firing three home run props, think about it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good call.
2-1 final.
I was going to say, right? The game goes under. Doesn't that mean better probably for the Tigers than the Mariners? Like, don't you feel better about the Tigers winning a rock fight game than the Mariners?
Yes. That's where they live. Yeah. All right. We're good.
And not a shootout. Yeah.
We're good.
All right.
So Tigers are back. They also couldn't make their mind up on Bryce Miller. They did under on outs, over on strikeouts. Like
they also couldn't make their mind up about Imanaga the other day. And how did that go?
True.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the Cubs. Brewers Cubs most bet props. Fifth most best prop for Brewers Cubs is BetMGM. Quinn Priester under 1.5 pitcher earned runs at -135.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Go, Cubs, go. All right, number four.
Tyone over 10.5 pitcher outs.
Here we go. Okay, I don't believe that one. That's idiotic. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, okay. Priester, number three. Priester over 3.5 strikeouts at even money.
Okay.
No, this is stupid. I'm sorry. This is stupid. Number two. Churio under a home run. No home run. -588. What? Like, this. We should scratch that one from the record.
hold on. He is against Tyone. He's 7-for-13 with 3 extra base hits. And they're doing under. Wait, we got to bet him on a home run.
We have to
bet home run. We don't have to, but we should.
No. What's the price?
Well, if they laid $5.50 under, we're getting
they're laying $6.
I mean, we got to be about what, $4.75 or something.
This is the most obvious.
$4.25 at MGM.
Like, we have to do this. No? Do you think they're going to hit a $6 favorite? Do they ever hit those heavy favorites?
I mean, the wind is howling in.
Inside the Parker. PCA falls down.
Yes.
PCA gets caught in the shrubs, just like dangling.
Yeah. I mean, they won 10 units yesterday. They give back 6 on one hit. Like, that would be so room.
Please.
If he homers today, please, that would be the funniest bet of the entire postseason.
Like, just somehow cuts through that. The wind. Like,
I feel like I've got to do something. I got to do something.
You know who hit a homer through the wind one year? 2008, Manny Ramirez hit a one-handed ball through the wind at Wrigley when he was a Dodger. I'll never forget that. I was in college, and they were talking. I think it was Rich Hill was pitching, too. And they were talking about the wind, and, like, nobody's going to get it through the wind. And Manny hit a ball, like, I don't know how it cut the wind, but I think it landed on Waveland through the wind off Rich Hill.
All right. Number one. This most is prop for Brewers Cubs. Tyone over 2.5 strikeouts at -145.
Man, they're in on the Cubs. Good luck with all that. But, yeah. Churio +480. Got to consider that one. Have to. Given this new information. We'll have information on the two night games as well and get to our lightning bets. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.